Hey, Stephen here. Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I hope so, anyway. I'm Stephen Jack Butella, broadcasting from sort of sunny California today. And today I talk with Omar, the manager of one of our companies called OfferstoOwners.com. Hopefully he's going to share some interesting stories of our Land Academy members and their offer campaigns, that they try to send out. What, like weekly, monthly?
For some weekly, for some almost daily at this point, but...
Let's start out with that. What's the typical, or is there a typical methodology that our members use to send these offer campaigns out, the consistent ones?
The consistent ones follow your method times four. So it's, the numbers are insane.
So 1,500, what we recommend when you start out is 1,500 a month.
Right.
Which should yield one or two acquisitions a month. And to practice and get your... You know, get your feet wet and get started. So people do more than that.
Oh yeah,
people, I know we do.
I mean, people are doing 10,000 letters out of the door every 2 weeks, and yeah, it's
how many people send that much mail out? And do you talk to them and learn what their results are?
Yeah, I want to say a good 40 to 50 people have gotten that consistent at this point. The other people are falling. They're getting good results, so you know, why fix something that's broken kind of mindset.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, for the most part there's about 40-50 of them who just consistently want to shoot out, and I think it's because more so that they have their teams in place now, so they can take the volume of calls, they can do all that. So
I see. You know, we just had our live event last week or 2 weeks ago, I can't remember, but anyway, recently. And I started off the whole live event, I think I said this yesterday, talking to Aaron. Mm-hmm. I started out and I stood up and said, is there anybody in this room that isn't convinced now,
right,
that this works? You know, because when we started Land Academy, our biggest challenge, Jill and I, our biggest challenge was to get people convinced that direct mail, the way that we do it, sending offers, not just a notice of interest,
right,
really, really works. And you know, nobody stood up and said, how does it act? Nobody said anything negative. So this thing works. The way we do it, it works. It's been proven now for two and a half decades for me personally.
Absolutely. I've actually written 8 blogs on it.
Really?
Yeah.
You've written 8 blogs?
I've written 8 blogs on Offer Stoners. It's fully live.
I am always the last person to know everything as the owner. As the owner of these companies. I know everything last, which is probably how it should be. What's your blogs about?
Direct mail. And,
well, and why it works?
The last one, dealing with different kinds of issues. Everything you need to get your offer letter set up. And it's a different topic. It's a biweekly blog. So it's a different topic every 2 weeks.
So let's talk about some of the issues. What issues do people typically have that are newer, I guess, at this? Because the people who are sending 10,000 out a week, like us, that's right, about what we send out, actually. We've gotten over it. So what are some of the,
you know, the issues? Mail merges and data management. That's always, I feel like, and that can occur later in your real estate career too.
Just because I struggle every time I do a mailer. There's some weird data thing that happens that I have to address. You have to be really flexible.
Exactly, and I mean, you know, there comes a point when you're dropping a formula into Excel and you ruin a whole column, and you just have to start back up.
Yeah, you have to start over.
Right.
You know, with the last mailer that we did, it was about 17,000 units. And every time I do a mailer that's large like that, which is almost always now, in the back of my head, I'm like, man, if we get one line off here.
Right.
If there's one line where the address doesn't match, it's never happened to me. Never. Mm-hmm. I've heard of this happening, but it's like, wow, that would be a mess. Have you heard of this happening?
Oh, absolutely. I actually have a test for that, too. Just take three lines from the top, three in the middle, three in the bottom, and parcel fact.
Oh, that's great. Mm-hmm. Test for reason.
Yep.
Do you do that on everyone's mailer?
When we're yielding out, you know, 300,000 mailers a month, I don't have the time to sit down and do that. However, I try to at least get one APN test in there.
Okay. Yeah, if you test, you're doing a 17,000 unit mailer, and you test line number 16,000, and it matches, you're going to be fine.
Right, exactly.
So we run it through software now. Now that I'm thinking about it, we run it through software that's not going to let that happen anyway.
Right, right.
So, all right, so we just got off this live event. I know that people are there, have spoken. There's some people that come to this live event that have spoken to Omar like 400 times. So they finally get to meet you. What do they say?
They didn't expect for me to look like this.
What do they expect you to look like?
I don't know. I'm not sure. But they were like, you sound and look entirely different. And I was like, wow. Fantastic.
You know what some people said to me at the live event? Mm-hmm. You look you're a lot shorter in person. You're just a regular guy like me. That's what some people said too. I'm like, what did you expect? What did you expect from, you know, did you expect me to be 6.5 feet tall and, you know, like look like a Viking or
just ripped?
Yeah. I mean, I'd like that too. Right. I'm sorry to disappoint you. I have a long, long, long history, a 50-year history of disappointing people. So you're just the most recent person.
Well, I've always been impressed, Steven. So.
You have to say that stuff because you work for me. So what else do they say? Do they ask you like mailer questions or do you talk? I mean, at this point, with some of these people, they're such regular customers, you probably talk about their kids and stuff, right?
Oh, absolutely. Some of the members, I now feel like we know them on a personal note. And at the live event, I saw they clicked with you that exact same way, you know, on like a personal level where we talk about everything.
Mm-hmm.
As far as primarily everything else is concerned, though, mailer related or real estate related, when they hit a nice, good mailer, they'll always call and tell us about it.
Wow. Well, tell us a story about that. What's like recently, did you get a call from somebody that said, wow, we pounded it?
Oh, yeah. One of our members, and he's actually relatively new. I think he's been with us a month and a half or two months now.
Jeez, that's super new.
And, he did a 5,000-unit mailer right off the bat. Picked up, I think, 6 deals out of it. But it was, it was a total, like, once in a while. Once in a blue moon kind of thing where mm-hmm. he landed 3 properties out of the mailer and then just one guy owned a bunch of them. Okay. So.
That happens like to us probably once a quarter where somebody would call back and say, yeah, we own 80 properties and please make an offer on all of them. And we love the offer that you made on this property. Please make an offer on the rest of them.
Exactly.
And I love that. Those are my favorite deals, multi-unit deals.
I actually recently heard about somebody who... accidentally sent out a letter twice to the same owner and he was like, man, just leave me alone, and if you want some property, my neighbor is selling. So he contacted the neighbor out and picked up 2 or 3 wow. parcels.
5,000 and picking up 6. So we're doing really urban. Jill and I are doing incredibly urban mailers right now for a very specific property type with another member in our group, and we have budgeted one for 5,000. So, wow. You know, and I think I expect to be a little bit surprised actually, because we're going in a little bit, we're paying more for the property
right
than we're usually used to. Usually we go in at about 30% of value. Mm-hmm. We're going in at 70% of value now because we have 5 developer buyers that are looking for a very specific property. And it's going to be really interesting to see what happens with this.
Yeah.
Do you have a story of anyone that just completely failed, or that just had sent a mailer out and just didn't get the results that they expected?
The overpriced underpriced thing happens still. Yeah. And
what Omar means is pricing is everything in these offer campaigns, and even we do it. We just get the pricing. We go in too low sometimes, or we go in too high. I was just talking to Travis, one of our advanced members, yesterday, and he said his two most recent mailers didn't yield the results that he wants. And he said, and I was just sitting there listening and watching. He said, we budget for this, we expect it, and we adjust accordingly and make sure that the next ones that go out are better than, you know, he built in failing as part of this business, failing at mailers. And I have to say, I've failed twice in my career, once in Michigan, where we just went in way too low.
Right.
And once recently in Arizona for houses where we just went in way, way, way too low. And, you know, that's just, that's part of it. Again, even us at this 2.5 decades later, it's all, we feel because of pricing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that totally happened. There, you can get 100 millers, right? And there's no 100% guarantee that you'll get that 101, correct?
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
And it's all because it's data management, and it's so easy to make the smallest mistake in Excel in general and just land with a whole bad spreadsheet.
Yeah. Well, that's why they run it through you.
Right.
Omar, thanks. It's always a treat to talk to you. We'll check in with you next week.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Join us next time for another interesting episode, and we answer your questions posted on our online community, landinvestors.com. It's free. You are not alone in your real estate ambition. I am alone in screwing up the teleprompter. So how's this going? It's the first time we had you in the studio. What do you think?
It's really nice.
All right. Good.
I'm weirdly comfortable.
I think that's awesome. Hey, wherever you're watching or listening, please subscribe or rate us there. I'm Stephen Butella. Information and not so much inspiration this episode. Thanks.